interference case, this one narrowing the charges following that Supreme Court decision granting presidents immunity for acts while in office. Here's ABC's Aaron Katursky.
The special counsel is making clear that even though the presidential immunity ruling from the Supreme Court may have curtailed some of the charges, Jack Smith is still moving full steam ahead, believing that the former president was still at the head of this conspiracy.
Incursion into the Israeli-occupied West Bank. IDF forces moving in on the city of Jenin, where militants are believed to be hiding out, at least 9 Palestinians killed. A new Surgeon General advisory on parenting and stress. New data shows nearly half of all parents say most days their stress is overwhelming. Only about a quarter of adults without kids say that. The White House holding a summit today for families of those who've died of drug overdoses. This is ABC News.
From the SSM Health News Center, this is Max News with Jim Finn.
A Richland Center man has died after a motorcycle crash that happened Sunday. According to authorities, officials arrived to County Highway C, just south of Yuba, before 5:15 p.m. after someone reported the crash. Deputies determined the 35-year-old driver hit a bump in the road and was thrown from the vehicle. The rider was identified as Joseph Palfrey. Richland County officials attempted to save the man's life and noted he was pronounced dead at the scene. The effort to salvage an attempt to recall Republican Wisconsin Assembly Speaker Robin Voss from office suffered another legal defeat on Tuesday. The Wisconsin Supreme Court refused to hear an appeal of a lower court's ruling rejecting an attempt to revive the recall effort. That means that if the case is to proceed, it first must be heard by a state appeals court. For Max FM News, I'm Jim Finn.
Max FM, Gem City Weather.
Mostly cloudy this morning, becoming partly cloudy at times by later this afternoon. Still a little muggy today with a high near 80. Tonight, partly cloudy, some patchy fog. Our low 62 tomorrow, partly cloudy 85 with scattered thunderstorms and heavy rain by tomorrow night. If you need help with back taxes, call Tax Solutions now. They can help with your IRS problems. 800-281-8193. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Temperature now 67.
99.7 Max FM.
We hope you're having a great start to your Wednesday. Thank you so much for joining us halfway through another work week and just looking forward to another weekend. The countdown is officially on. An extra special one this time around, too, because a lot of us have that extra day off with Labor Day thrown in there. You got to get the kids ready to go back to school if they haven't already. You got to get yourself ready for the fall months, too, the unofficial end of summer and all that good stuff. Tears for Fears now. Everybody wants to rule the world on Max FM.
90s, and more. Love Jack. You say,
oh, tainted love. 99.7 Max FM.
So slashed and torn.
David Bowie and Queen, that is Under Pressure. Maximum hits of the 80s, 90s, and more. 99.7 Max FM. It's 10 minutes after 7 now. Good morning, Finn. How are you on this beautiful Wednesday?
Good morning, Maddie. One step closer to the big weekend.
We're just about there. Yeah. I know. It's like a countdown. As soon as you get to Wednesday, you can feel it in the air. Things change, and you're ready for the weekend. And for a lot of people, it's going to be a long weekend with the Labor Day holiday mixed in there. And there's some kids who have already started back to school, but that's going to be the big push on Tuesday when everybody gets back to a normal routine, which means that mom and dad get back to a normal routine as well. That was always the worst part about summer. And I get we homeschool, but still, I mean, there's certain things you do throughout the school year that just give you order and they feel natural and everything feels right. And some people do really, really well with like not having schedules and things in the summertime. I was not one of those people. I needed a little order, a little less chaos. And it's funny because with having one kid on the spectrum and another with anxiety and OCD, my kids also felt it. And so they needed a little bit more structure during the summer months when they were younger too.
Sure.
So we always had a lot of planned activities just because it was something that they could count on. Now, I have to ask, how are you guys doing? Is Phoenix ready to go back to school? Is he bored? Is he like, no, I don't really want to do this? Because it feels like the older they get, the less excited they get about going back to school.
Yeah. I have the feeling that he's not exactly looking forward to it. That's my take.
Yeah.
But he's good at it. I mean, he's a smart kid, but everything with each grade, everything changes a little bit more and a little bit more. And yeah.
Yeah, and Dexter's the same way. Dexter just thinks that anything you have to learn in school is archaic and stupid, and why can't I just go learn it on my own? Why is this important for me to know? If I want to learn this, I'm going to go figure it out. I'm like, because it broadens your horizons. You get to think, you know, maybe there's something you will read in English literature this year that maybe you would have never picked up before. And he's like, if I read the book cover and I thought it was interesting, I'd probably pick it up and read it. I'm like, you are not one of the normal teenagers of the world, though, so there is that. Oh, my goodness.
But academics have changed so much over the years. We were talking about this yesterday, about how, you know, things when we were in school and how way different they are now. And even learning something like math now, we've talked about that, too, where it's like, wow, this is way over my head here. So,
it's funny because with the curriculum Dexter uses and the fact that he has dyscalculia and we've had to work really hard to catch him up to at least get to a standard where he can do a tech school or something like that down the road. Because as we've talked, my kids, not really 4-year college kind of kids. They would rather just get into whatever they want to learn and get in and get out and get done. That's kind of how my kids are. And so even with tech schools, you have some requirements, and algebra is one of them. And because of his dyscalculia and having to start over when he was about 7, you know, second grader, first grader, second grader, somewhere in there, he had no basis though. So we literally had no choice but to go back to the beginning and teach him in a way he understood. Now, I am not a math person in any way, shape, or form. I graduated high school with a 4.0 GPA, but only because of my dad and because I had to go into our math teacher for extra help all the time. Math was not my strong suit at all. I had to work my butt off in math to even get like a passable, halfway impressive grade to my standards, because it was just not happening. And so it's funny though, doing his curriculum with him, it's really hard for me to wrap my brain around the way he learns, but I'm like, wait, that makes so much more sense than what I've been doing all of these years. How come I didn't know how this was? So I feel like I'm learning right along with him as we go through his math lessons. And that's been kind of the standard for the last few years, but no, he's not ready. And then to top it all off with school, the curriculum that we've used for the last, I don't know, 6 years, they're discontinuing it completely. So senior year, here we are scrambling now to find something that's completely new. And see, these are the perils of homeschooling, people.
It's still a learning curve, isn't it?
It is.
I mean,
it is.
Wow.
Every year it's a learning curve. We've been homeschooling since Max was in pre-K. And every year the boys were given the opportunity to go to a standard brick and mortar school. They loved the opportunity to learn in a different way. They loved the opportunity to incorporate vacations and things into what they were learning and make that an experience. So they loved all that, and they always chose to stay at home. But they've been given the choice every single year. Now I'm kind of like, oh, now we have to really start over, though. We have to like basically start over with something we've never used. It's his senior year, so I'm kind of uncomfortable with it. I know he's very uncomfortable with it. And so far, we have nothing in comparison that we love. And I'm like, dude, we've got to get moving, because like we should be starting school in the next couple of weeks. And we've got nothing. We got nothing right now.
He's not a complainer, though, is he? I mean,
oh, gosh, yes. Oh, my gosh.
Really?
Yes.
I mean, mean, he's dragging his heels big time and protesting.
And he doesn't complain. Dexter is my one who is passive aggressive, kind of like his mama. He's not going to complain outwardly. He's not going to say things, but I'm going to go check in with him because, you know, he's a senior. I check in on his work. I help him with certain things daily. But at some point, you have to learn how to regulate yourself and schedule yourself a little bit. So I'll check in with him like every other day. And so it'll be like a Wednesday, right? And he's had Monday and Tuesday. He's had assignments the past week. And I'll be like, where are we? I don't know. I'm like 2-3 weeks behind. What? You told me the other day you were right on top of this. I lied. I'm like, seriously, dude, you need to catch up. You need to get done. Yeah. And so then it's like this one night he'll just spend a marathon just catching up. Mm-hmm. And I can tell because then in my inbox, in my email the next morning, I'll have this assignment's done. This assignment's done. This assignment's below threshold. Mm-hmm. This assignment's done. This one needs attention. I'll be like, seriously.
That so sounds like Phoenix. That really sounds like him. And then you worry about them because are you going to get this done? Are you going to get this completed? And then, yep, just like you said, 11th hour.
Yes.
Max they pull an all-nighter, basically, to finish everything.
Max was my procrastinator. He was very good at that as well. He would actually give himself a little bit more lead time, and he is not my outward complainer. He is not passive-aggressive. He'll just simmer, like, silently in his own head, which is not good either, but he'll simmer silently in his own head, so he didn't ever outwardly complain either, but Dexter's my passive-aggressive complainer. Like, he's just not going to do something, and he's going to make sure that I know how stupid the assignment is before he even starts. Like I'm coming up with these. We use curriculums, Dexter. I did not design this curriculum in order to make your life pure hell as a senior in high school. This is not what it was designed to do, but I haven't been able to convince him any other reason why he's doing some of these things.
Well, this was probably way different for you than you when you were in school because you were
I was an overachiever. I was an overachiever.
Once summer was winding down, you were probably chomping at the bit to get back to school.
I was. You know, and I was in a bunch of different activities. And so I was also editor of our tiny school newspaper. I was editor of our tiny school yearbook. I was in a bunch of other stuff. So actually, as soon as I could get back into the building, I went back to the building because I always had stuff that needed to start. And, you know, yearbook editor, I know, be jealous, people. I was nerdy like that. You know, you want pictures of the first day of people putting their lockers together and all of that. So I had to make sure I was ready for all of that kind of stuff. And I was a staple at the school because I was nerdy that way. I mean, if I could have started class in July, August, and started working on all my AP courses, I would have done it. I would have totally done it because then I would have been ahead.
Yep.
I was annoying, and it drives my husband nuts because I'm still kind of like that. Like, if I have a task in front of me and somebody tells me I don't need it done for 3 months, I'm like, ooh, it's here. Let's do it. Right. Let's get it done. And he's like, what are we doing right now? Getting it done. We're going to get it done so I can
getting make it done now.
That's right. And see, then I have lots of time to go back through it and make sure that it's just the way I want it. And there's no rushing at the end. And it's a sickness and an illness for people like me. I'm telling you. So anyway, hopefully everybody.
So when
has,
the boys are dragging their heels about going back to school, you can't figure it out.
Drives
like,
me absolutely bonkers. And then when they do that 11th hour thing, drives me even more bonkers because I'm like, why didn't you just get this done weeks ago? Weeks and weeks. It's been in your assignment block for weeks that this could have been done. And now here we are. It's just bonkers. Absolutely bonkers. But I've learned to live with
it. Video game is way more important than actually.
I know.
Completing.
I know. Powering up and being a moderator and all of that and your little village that, as Dexter likes to call it. I don't know what game he's playing, but he's a moderator in his little tribal village that he's in. I'm like, really? Okay. You could have done that assignment and you would have been able to go to bed before 3 a.m., but whatever. That's fine. Whatever. I'm just your mom. What do I know?
We're always telling the younger generation to enjoy this time, so that's all they're doing. They're just enjoying their time.
That's right. So everybody enjoy your Labor Day weekend before you get back to all of the structure. See, I thrived on structure, so I was always all about it. No, there were a couple of headlines that caught my attention this morning that I wanted to talk about. You know, we've talked about Kiss, the band, of course, and how much of an anomaly they've been over the years. And now they're not touring anymore, but their algorithms and their AI images are. So it's very strange. Anytime Gene Simmons, you start out a sentence with Kiss or Gene Simmons, I feel like the conversation's going to get very strange. But if you've ever wondered what was more important to Kiss, style or substance, this story is just, it's going to clear everything up for you. So Marty Friedman was contacted by Kiss many years ago when they were changing guitar players, okay? Marty played for Megadeth from 1990 through 2000, so obviously pretty good at what he does, right? But he didn't get past the phone interview because of his height. They were looking for someone over 6 feet tall, but he told them he was only 5'7". And that was it. According to Marty, quote, "I totally get it, but I would have done anything. If there was an operation available at the time, I would have done it." This was an interview in People magazine, by the way. Now, Marty didn't say when this happened, but Tommy Thayer was the last guitarist to take over the Ace Frehley role, and he joined Kiss in 2002. So apparently, the lifts in the shoes and
the platform shoes, that doesn't matter.
Those weren't enough. Those
5'7" was the deal breaker. Okay.
I guess so. So 6 feet tall and over is essentially what you had to be a member of Kiss. Which, you know, let's face it, it's Gene Simmons. I guess that kind of makes sense that he would have some arbitrary height requirement to be a member of his band. I mean, that totally makes sense to me. But
yeah, but if you hire a stilt walker, I mean,
sure.
Do they have to be above the height of 5'7"? I mean, they're on stilts. I mean, that's the same thing with Kiss. They're on these huge platform shoes.
Do you want to bet that Gene Simmons made it really difficult? Like, you had to be above 6 feet, but you couldn't be you couldn't be over 6'5" or something like that. You know, he made it incredibly difficult because that's just how Gene Simmons is, right? Like, he had all of these requirements that were just arbitrary and weird. And I can just imagine them trying to find band members. "You're the best drummer I've ever heard. How tall are you?" "Oh, no, can't do it. Can't do it. I can just imagine how that goes. Between the platforms and the hair, I can't imagine that anybody couldn't be 6 feet tall as a member of Kiss.
Was there a cutoff point? Was there...
Marty didn't know that part of it. He just knew that he didn't make the minimum height requirement to be a
member. Mm-hmm, yeah.
Apparently now, completely on a different train of thought this morning. I don't know. This seems very convenient to me, quite honestly. Because if you're somebody who loves pizza and you want to be classy, and you want to use your permanent furniture, think again. Because Pizza Hut's got the latest gimmick for all of us. It's a pizza box that's also a coffee table. Now, it's meant for people who are moving to a new place and haven't really set up their furniture yet. The bottom folds out into a sturdy base, but they mean sturdy enough for a pizza, not sturdy enough for you to do anything on, like put your feet up or maybe even put your pizza and a drink on. They did a poll that found 87% of people have ordered pizza during a move and 79% of people ate it on the floor. Yep, been there, done that. I think if you've moved in any time frame, I mean, let's go back to, you know, our conversation prior about going back to school. Hello, college students.
Yeah.
Most of you are probably still eating on the floor and you've moved into the dorms and all of that good stuff. It's really just a gimmick, though. They're only offering their new moving box table for a limited time in 3 cities. Unfortunately, we're not going to be able to get any of them around here. But if you're in Dallas, Charlotte, or Orlando, you are in the money with this coffee table pizza box. So there you go.
I mean, I looked at the picture and it looks cool, but here's the thing. When you're moving, don't you have a whole bunch of boxes anyway? I mean, can't you just put the pizza on anything? I mean, that's anytime we've moved, and pizza is pretty much
it's
preferred.
It's a staple.
When you're moving, for sure. But I mean, do you even really care whether or not you just use whatever is around?
Right.
If there's a
right.
I don't know.
But. You know, looking at the photo, though, here in front of me of this pizza box table, it's two young girls obviously enjoying their pizza as they're moving because there's one lamp on the floor. I don't know. For a lot of college students, this could become permanent furniture, quite honestly. Right? I mean, let's be honest. We've all been there. We would have died for any sort of furniture at one point in time. Now we're trying to get rid of stuff in our house. But at one point in time, we would have died for anything. It could become a regular table in your house. Just think about it.
Easier than putting together that IKEA furniture,
right?
I would hope.
Exactly. And gosh, nobody has time for those directions. Hopefully this isn't like origami though in a pizza box, because then I'm sunk. My box is going to look like a swan and my swan won't look like anything. Yeah. And so, yeah, then we're going to have a whole lot of problems. Taking a look at the forecast right now, Finn, it's not a bad start to the day. Corey's already up this morning in Park Falls. He texted me to tell me that it's a whopping 56 degrees in that direction. Warmer here. I know. Doesn't that sound amazing?
Nice.
It's a little bit like a cool mist when you go outside, though, because the temperature is obviously much better than it was yesterday. The humidity has come down a bit, but it's still muggy enough with a little fog in the air that when you step outside, it's just like one of those cool misters hitting you in the face, which is pleasant for a few minutes until you realize how annoying it actually is. So, I mean, I guess enjoy the morning because it is much better than it was the last couple of days. But mostly cloudy to start things out. We're going to become partly cloudy by this afternoon. Already starting to see lots of peaks of blue in the sky out here at Goose Poop Pond. Still a little muggy today with a high near 80. Then partly cloudy with some patchy fog tonight down to 62. Tomorrow, not a bad day. Partly cloudy with a high near 85. Then we have a chance for some scattered thunderstorms and some heavy rain by tomorrow night. Now, it looks like if you look at the forecast going into your Labor Day weekend, and again, we don't like to get too far ahead of ourselves, we're going to hang out in the 80s for a couple of more days, and then it looks like by the end of our Labor Day weekend, we're going to be down into the 70s. When I say 70s, I mean like 70, 75. So it should be very, very nice as we go through the rest of the next few days. Right now, it is 70.
Most of us can agree everyone deserves the right to make their own medical decisions. Politicians should have no say at all. Thankfully, we have leaders like Vice President Kamala Harris. We're standing up for our rights to make our own medical decisions and protect abortion rights. As Vice President, Kamala Harris helped lead the administration's efforts to protect abortion rights after the Supreme Court overturned Roe v. Wade. Vice President Harris has worked to defend access to emergency medical care and support the ability to travel for reproductive care. She's fought for access to high-quality, affordable contraception and strengthened reproductive health privacy. Vice President Harris has defended our rights and freedoms against right-wing extremists who want the government to make medical decisions for us. She's a champion for our rights.
Visit www.abwt.org/Kamala and tell Vice President Harris, keep fighting for our freedom to make our own medical decisions. Paid for by A Better Wisconsin Together, Inc.
Slow ruins everything, so why not pay less for fast? U.S. Cellular's home internet gives you the speed you need for just $39.99 per month when bundled with a wireless plan with a 3-year price lock guarantee. Get fast 5G home internet made simple. U.S. Cellular. Built for us. Terms apply. See uscellular.com for details.
Ditch that cable and lock in your home internet rate at $39.99 per month for 3 full years. Visit your local U.S. Cellular store in Baraboo, the Dells, and Reedsburg.
Connect with spirit when you walk through the doors at Cosmic Karma Crystals in downtown Baraboo. Choose from sparkling, polished, and raw crystals, spheres, towers, bowls, and a large assortment of metaphysical items like spell jars, horoscope and chakra sets, and intention bundles. Try your luck with the mystery grab bag for just $20. Visit Cosmic Karma Crystals on Ash Street in downtown Baraboo today.
As a dairy farmer from Lodi, I know that Joan Baldwin delivers for Wisconsin farmers, because when our farm faced tough times, Joan stepped up to fight for us. Working to lower taxes, improve rural roads, and secure support for farm programs, Joan Baldwin puts farmers first. So when it comes to protecting my farm and my cows, I trust Joan Baldwin. She's always stood with us, now let's stand with her. Vote Joan Baldwin for State Senate. Paid for by Volunteers for Agriculture, not authorized by any candidate or candidate's agent or committee.
Maximum hits.
7:29 right now. Thank you so much for joining us this morning. Hopefully you're having a great start to your Wednesday, halfway through another work week, and really at this point, just looking forward to another weekend. Billy Joel, Only the Good Die Young on Max FM.
Come out, Virginia. Don't start much too late. Oh, but sooner or later it comes down to fate. I might as well be the one. Well, they showed you a statue, told you to pray. They built you a temple and locked you away. Oh, but they never told you the price that you pay. The things that you might have done. Only the good die young. Send up a signal, I'll throw you the line. Stained glass curtain you're hiding behind never lets in the sun. Darling, only the good die young. Whoa, 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 whoa. I tell you, only the good die young. Only the good die young. You got a nice white dress at a party on your confirmation. The sinners are much more fun. You know that only the good die young.
Maximum hits of the 80s, 90s, and more, 99.7 Max FM. It is 7:33 right now. And if you want to save yourself a whole lot of money and you want to shop local, then we would suggest you take a trip over to MaxFMBigDeals.com this morning and do a little online shopping. While you're there, you got to check out today's big deal of the day. It's a good one, especially if you love cocktails, beers, wines, some great appetizers, and really fun live entertainment. We're talking Kanamichi Craft Bar in downtown Baraboo. 50% off today only. No promo code needed. Just put those certificates in your cart. We'll do the math for you at checkout. A two-pack of $10 certificates, so a $20 value with that 50% off today only, going to cost you $10 when you're shopping at MaxFMBigDeals.com. That's like buying one adult beverage and getting another one for free. So go stock up the cart. Take advantage of today's big deal of the day. And while you're over there, check out everything else that we've added lately to the store. Some really good stuff. You know, we always say it. Things for you, things for the home, delicious food options, other adult beverages, plus a whole lot of entertainment. And remember, some instant downloads for you to take advantage of as well. That means those certificates are there on your phone. And if you're planning some fun stuff for the Labor Day weekend, well, you can save yourself some money all at the same time. MaxFMBigDeals.com. Go do a little online shopping today. Now, coming up, we're going to take a detailed look at your forecast. Looks like it's going to be a little muggy with some chances of rain over the next day or so. Sean Cable's going to fill in those details in just a moment. We're also going to have a look at sports. If you're a Packers fan and been paying attention, the initial 53-man roster was finalized yesterday. And when I say finalized, I'm going to put it in air quotes because we all know that means that there's just going to be some changes down the road. Some big surprises, though. A.J. Dillon went to injured reserve, which means his season and maybe his career as a Green Bay Packer is already done. Anthony Johnson Jr. was cut yesterday, and I guess not really a surprise here if you watched any games last year or any preseason this year. Anders Carlson, the kicker that they drafted just last year, was also cut from the team, going with Greg Joseph as of right now as the Green Bay Packers kicker. We're going to tell you more about that in just a few moments. And remember, we are just about a week away, a little over a week away, I should say, from another season of Hanging with Hobble here on Max FM, as long as we're talking Packers. He's going to join us for a sixth season while we talk before and after those Packers games. So you definitely don't want to miss that here on Max FM.
Good morning and welcome to the Gabb Brothers Real Estate Auction Report. On Thursday, we have our August online-only farm machinery consignment auction ending. This is a very large auction against this month. Features 1,500 items with tractors and farm machinery, vehicles, ATVs, UTVs, lawnmowers, trucks, trailers, and much, much more. There is a preview today at our auction facility from 9 a.m. until 3 p.m. That's for our August farm consignment auction. It ends this Thursday at 9 a.m. Items are located at our auction facility in Reedsburg. You can view the catalog for online bidding at our website at gavinbros.com. Several auctions next week as well, including the Roger Sturba Farm Machinery Auction in Hillsboro, the Phil and Sandy Edgerton Auction also coming up, so check our website for more details. And remember, if you're thinking of having an auction or buying or selling type of real estate, be certain to get in contact with Gavin Brothers in Reedsburg or Gavin Brothers in Baraboo.
Whatever your needs, from real estate to auctions, large or small, Gavin Brothers Auctioneers and Real Estate of Baraboo and Reedsburg is ready to serve you with professional and courteous service every time, guaranteed. Whether you're thinking about having an auction or purchasing or selling real estate, Gavin Brothers Auctioneers Real Estate is ready to assist you. Contact Gavin Brothers Auctioneers and Real Estate of Baraboo and Reedsburg. Online, go to gavinbros.com or call 524-6416.
The Brewers dropped their series opener to the Giants 5-4 at AmFam Field on Tuesday night. I'm Bill Scott with sports. Willie Adames and Jackson Chourio both homered, but the Giants went yard three times and pulling out the victory. Yoel Piams took the loss in relief. The Packers cut 34 players, put two more, Tyler Davis and A.J. Dillon, on season-ending IR. They put defensive lineman Jonathan Ford on IR with a designation to return and waived injured L.J. Davis and Raylan Goforth to get to the league mandate. Roster limit of 53 players. Packers also cut kicker Anders Carlson. After just one season in Green Bay, they retained Greg Joseph to start the season. The third-ranked Wisconsin women's volleyball team opened their season with a 3-1 loss to Louisville. They'll take on top-ranked Texas and number 5 Stanford in the college volleyball showcase this weekend in Milwaukee. Bill Scott, Wisconsin Radio Network.
Mostly cloudy this morning, becoming partly cloudy at times by later this afternoon. Still a little muggy today with a high near 80. Tonight, partly cloudy, some patchy fog. Our low 62 tomorrow, partly cloudy 85 with scattered thunderstorms and heavy rain by tomorrow night. If you need help with back taxes, call Tax Solutions now. They can help with your IRS problems. 800-281-8193. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Temperature now 67.
99.7.
It's 7:38 right now. Birthdays and anniversaries are coming up next. If you're celebrating today or maybe know somebody who is, all you have to do is text us this morning on the Ho-Chunk Gaming Wisconsin Dells text line, 355-9970. Hall & Oates now. This is Out of Touch on 99.7 Max FM.
Get up!
Maximum hits of the 80s, 90s, and more. 99.7 Max FM. It is 7:42 right now. And Finn, you know, this is interesting to me because when I first read this, my immediate answer was just no. But I guess it depends on, you know, who you are and what your thought process is. So we'll get into this before we jump into birthdays. Would you say that you're a wise person? No. That's why my immediate answer was no, I am not. I have so many more things in this world that I need to learn. There's no minimum age on being a wise person. An 80-year-old can be wise, and so can an 8-year-old, depending on the circumstances, right? And sometimes it's our kids who make us actually think the hardest and the most about certain topics. Been there. A new study at the University of Waterloo in Canada looked at the top traits that make a person wise. They polled people in a dozen countries across 5 different continents and found their answers were consistent no matter where they lived. They boiled it down to 2 different things. In order to be wise, you have to have reflective orientation and socio-emotional awareness. Those are some big terms. Mm-hmm. Reflective orientation means that you're able to think logically, control your emotions, reflect on things, and apply knowledge in a useful way. Now, for me personally, I will say that I can do most of those things after I think of something through. Like, my immediate reaction is to either panic or be upset or whatever the circumstances may be, right? But once I actually calm myself down, really think it through, then I'm probably okay.
Sure.
But not immediately. Mm-hmm. Definitely not immediately. I let the emotions get the best of me. What about you? Are you somebody who handles it with grace at first, or do you panic at first? Because I do not handle things with grace at first.
No, I pretty much flip out a little bit. Yeah.
Good. I'm not alone. That makes me feel better, honestly. Socio-emotional awareness means you care about other people's feelings, have good intentions, and you're mindful of how you interact in social settings. And I think we all try to do that, right? I mean, not all of us. Some of us are just not nice people. But I think a good majority of people try to have socio-emotional awareness, if we want to use this term from the professors, you know? I mean, in order to be a good human being and make your way through everyday life, I think you have to try to do those things, don't you?
Some people do better than others, but I think so.
I'll be honest, some days for me are better than others.
Well, yeah.
I mean, you know, some
everybody
days,
can have a bad day.
That's right. Now, most people in the study said they don't think that they're very wise, which, let's be honest, is probably right. And again, I think it depends on the circumstances and what's going on. But for the most part, I mean, no, I probably am not as wise as I could be. Let's be honest about it. This is one of those self-reflective moments, isn't it? Where I feel like you think about this study and you're like, I'm not any of those things. I feel like
I will say this. There's definitely more wisdom there for me than when I was in my 20s. I will say that.
Yeah. Yes, absolutely. You know, it's even like watching my boys now and thinking about the terms that they just threw out here from the University of Waterloo. Like, I even think about Max 1 year ago today, where, you know, 1 year ago from today and where he's sitting currently. Oh, it's like night and day difference as far as what he's learned and how he handles himself and he handles situations. You know, a year on his own makes a big difference in the maturity that he's gained along the way. And the thing that he's learned, the knowledge, those are things that you can't replace. And yeah, we made some really bad decisions when we were young, let's be honest.
let's just be honest
again, self-reflective this morning. I think it's okay to look back at your some decisions in life and be like, I don't know what I was thinking with
what
that.
Was I thinking?
Yeah. Was I thinking on that one? No, probably not. Probably not. So interesting. So if you can say that you have reflective orientation and socio-emotional awareness, big words to throw out today while you're on your coffee break, you can say that you are an officially a wise person. And I say that I am probably not as wise as I could be. Let's be honest this morning. Now, we do have to take a look at our birthday list. We've got a bunch of celebrity birthdays that we're going to run through here in just a moment. But remember, while we're doing that, if you're celebrating today or maybe know somebody who is, you can also text us on the Ho-Chunk Gaming Wisconsin Dells text line, that number 355-9970. Now, starting here at the top of our list with Alana Thompson. You know, her best is Honey Boo Boo from Here Comes Honey Boo Boo on TLC, Mama June, Pumpkin is her sister. Anyway, she's celebrating her 19th birthday today. If you remember anything think about Honey Boo Boo, you're thinking, how is this girl 19? Because we remember her watching her get her start on TLC as one of those little girls who did those pageants, which was a creepy show, by the way. It was a really creepy show. But Honey Boo Boo, she's been around that long. We've been talking about her that long. So there you go. 19 for Alana Thompson.
Happy birthday.
She still goes by Honey Boo Boo, too. I mean, is she going to be like 40? That feels like a weird nickname.
When that's your claim to fame, you will always be Honey Boo Boo.
This is true.
I'm sure.
This is true. Quinzani Wallace, who is Dre's cousin Kyra on the show Black-ish, if you were a fan of that. Also, Jennifer Hudson's daughter in Breathe. She also played Annie in the Jamie Foxx remake. She's celebrating her 21st birthday today. Kyle Massey is celebrating a birthday as well. He was a Disney Channel star who played Raven's brother Corey Baxter on That So Raven and its spinoff Corey in the House. He was also a runner-up on the 11th season of Dancing with the Stars, so he'll always have that to his name. He is celebrating his 33rd birthday. Do these celebrities actually put that on reels and tapes when they go into audition? I was number 12.
Wonder. Yeah.
I mean, because, you know, whenever we do these lists for celebrities, these are things that we actually
always mention
name
that.
Off.
Yeah.
I know. Mm-hmm. So are these things that actually make or break a deal if you're looking for a new role? I can't believe it would. But again, I don't know any. What do I know? Just talking about the wise conversation. I'll just stay out of it. Cassidy Pope, who was a Voice winner. She turned into a country star. She had a couple of hits, Wasting All These Tears. And then she had a duet with Chris Young, Think of You. I only bring her up because of the voice. A lot of people will remember her from that. She is celebrating her 35th birthday. Florence Welch is celebrating a birthday today. She is the leader of Florence and the Machine. She is 38 years old. Armie Hammer is celebrating a birthday. RBG's husband on The Basis of Sex. Before that, you knew him as the Winklevoss twins in The Social Networks. In The Social Network, I should say. He also played Prince in Mirror, Mirror, and he was a Russian spy in The Man from U.N.C.L.E. and The Lone Ranger opposite Johnny Depp's Tonto. He is celebrating his 38th birthday. Another star on this list that you don't hear too much about anymore, Leanne Rimes is celebrating. Of course, she had that big hit that was everywhere for a really long time when she was only like 14 years old. She is 42. Now, the last thing I saw that Leanne Rimes is actually doing is a voice judge over in Australia, but I don't know if she's still doing that gig. So that was the last thing I actually saw, and that was just a few months ago. So maybe she's still doing that.
You were right, though. I mean, when she first burst onto the scene, I mean, she was pretty popular.
Everybody
she had
was
that hit.
Huge. And, yeah, everybody thought she was going to be huge. And then she was 14 and she won a bunch of awards. And then she tried to put out more music and it didn't go as well as How Do I Live? And that was pretty much it. That was pretty much all we saw from her. We don't have Dancing with the Stars as one of her assets in life.
That's what
though,
she should do.
Apparently,
Leanne
so.
Rimes should get her career back on track by going on Dancing with the Stars.
I mean, apparently, even if you're the first person out, it's a big deal to tout the fact you were on Dancing with the Stars. Jack Black from Kung Fu Panda and Jumanji, he is celebrating his 55th birthday. Now, he's got a band, Tenacious D, and his partner in that
Kyle
band,
Gass,
recently said a few things that were not really appropriate as far as politics goes. And so Tenacious D kind of put an end to touring for the time being. Now, after that whole thing went down with Kyle Gass, we weren't really sure if this was the end of Tenacious D. Turns out that according to Jack Black, it's not. They just felt like they needed to pause for a little bit, get their heads back into the game, get their heads back into music, and just take a little break, especially during this very divisive political time in the United States. So it sounds like Tenacious D will be back. They're so good. They're really good.
And you know what's funny is they were going to be playing a show in Madison.
I know.
But then Kyle made the comment and then everything, all bets were off.
And, exactly. Yeah. And I mean, you know, we've mentioned Kung Fu Panda and Jumanji, but hello, School of Rock. That's a great movie. It's fantastic. Jason Priestley, who played Brandon Walsh on Beverly Hills 90210, is also celebrating his 55th birthday today. We have Billy Boyd on the list. He was Pippin in the Lord of the Rings trilogy. He's 56. Shania Twain is celebrating as well. Shania Twain is 59 years old and weirdly having some sort of career resurgence right now. right now. Mm-hmm. It's really kind of strange. Now, some of her hits include You're Still the One, From This Moment On, That Don't Impress Me Much. Of course, she started out country, did a lot of crossover back in the day. She was like the original crossover queen before Taylor Swift did it when she came onto the scene. But yeah. It's kind of weird to see Shania making a comeback.
Great.
I mean,
she's
good for
back
her,
out
though.
There.
Yeah. I mean, she can sing. I'll give her that. The woman can sing. So that's always exciting to have like a real singer reemerge into the culture. Yeah. Amanda Tapping, who played Samantha Carter on Stargate SG-1, is 59 today. Jennifer Coolidge, love her. Stifler's mom in those American Pie movies. She is so darn funny. I just love Jennifer Coolidge all the way around. If there's a movie that she's in, I'm probably going to go see it, even if she's just got a small role, because I really do love Jennifer
Coolidge. Yeah, she's
Coolidge.
Funny.
She's so good. She's 63 years old. Emma Sams, who played Holly Sutton on General Hospital and the second Fallon Carrington on Dynasty. She actually replaced Pamela Sue Martin in season 5. She's celebrating her 64th birthday. And yes, I do remember her from General Hospital way
Definitely.
Back in the day.
She was with Scorpio, right?
Yes, absolutely. Mm-hmm. Yeah. I mean, Scorpio's gotten himself around. I mean, he was with
Felicia
for a long time.
There
and
were
then he
a
was
few
with
ladies.
Holly.
Yeah.
There were a few ladies, especially when, you know, Felicia would basically push him away. And that happened regularly on General Hospital because of his lifestyle. Telling you, I know all of it. One Life to Live, General Hospital, All My Children. Those were my mom shows.
Well, then there was the whole Ice Princess storyline, and things
were
totally off the rails then.
Sometimes those soap operas get a little weird, where like you kind of wonder what they're thinking and where they're going to go and how they're going to bring it back to actual reality or things that could be. But they always do, and we always kept watching, which is the weird part. Maybe it says like, more about us than the writers, fan.
Like Deidre Hall, what was she on? Was she on Days or One Life to Live? And she became possessed.
Maybe both. Her, yeah.
Right?
Yeah, she had her go around with the soap operas as well. It was after the Wilford Brimley show, Our House, was canceled after like 3 seasons. And yes, I remember that. That starred Shannon Doherty as well. It way back in the treasure trove of TV shows, I'm telling you, they're all
it
there.
All comes back to Wilford Brimley.
There. That's
it
right.
Just
that's right. Hawking his Quaker Oats way back in the day. Scott Hamilton, old school Olympic gold medal winning figure skater, and he was also a testicular cancer survivor. He is celebrating his 66th birthday today. And I'd still love hearing him during the Olympics. And now I know with his health, for a couple of Olympics, he was not part of the commentating crew. But it's always good when he's there because he's so even keeled and he gets so excited for the young skaters. I'm a huge fan of Scott Hamilton. Daniel Stern, City Slickers and Joe Pesci's bumbling partner in Home Alone, is celebrating his 67th birthday. He's also the adult voice of Kevin on The Wonder Years and also of Dilbert, in case you didn't know that. And then finally, we wrap up the celebrity list with Wayne Osmond, of course, one of the Osmond brothers, probably way less famous than, one of his brothers. But anyway, he's celebrating his 73rd birthday today. Now, we do have a local birthday on the list, and I hope I'm going to pronounce this right. Tom Markey is celebrating a birthday. This comes in from our good friend Marty, who listens every day up in Green Bay, originally from the Baraboo area. So Tom, very, very happy birthday to you, and hopefully you have a wonderful, wonderful day. And Marty, thank you so much for the text this morning. Now, if you're celebrating a birthday or an anniversary, all of us here at Max FM hope you also have a wonderful day. And remember, if you do want to add somebody to this list, it's easy. Just text, like Marty did this morning, 355-9970. Now, coming up, we're going to take a detailed look at your forecast. We're going to see some sunshine today, but it's going to be much cooler, even though some of that humidity is going to stick around. We do have a chance for some thunderstorms and some heavy rain tomorrow. Sean Cable's going to actually tell us more about that in just a few minutes. We're also going to have a look at ABC and local news. And right now, your community calendar, brought to you by Community First Bank.
Community First Bank makes switching easy. Our bankers use switch assistance to help you change over direct deposits, loan payments, bill payees, recurring transfers, and much more. Plus, you'll get more from your checking account relationship. Switch today and experience firsthand how Community First Bank, a local community bank, puts you first.
Community First Bank is first for you. CFBank.com. Member FDIC.
Here's a look at some of the upcoming area events brought to you by Community First Bank. It's the 30th annual Baraboo River Rendezvous, a pre-1840 fur trade reenactment Labor Day weekend. This will be Friday, August 30th through Sunday the 1st. from 9 a.m. until 5 p.m. It's at Spirit Point on Millrace Drive in Baraboo. Come enjoy the 1800-style food, games, live demonstrations, competitions, as well as live music. You can check out their Facebook page for all the details. Again, this will be Labor Day weekend, Friday the 30th through September 1st, 9 a.m. until 5 p.m., Spirit Point, Millrace Drive in Baraboo. And it's time once again for the Wisconsin State Cow Chip Throw. The event will feature a parade, stages for entertainment, arts and crafts, food booths, a 5K and 10K run, and so much more. This will all be happening at Marion Park in Prairie-du-Sac. You can get all the details at wiscowchip.com, W-I-S-cowchip.com. Friday events will include live music from 5 until 9, the corporate throw at 5:30. Then on Saturday, it's the big day of events. Food court open all day long. The 5K and 10K will start the day. Then the cow chip breakfast. You've got the farmer's market, a petting zoo, volleyball tournament. Again, arts and crafts. So many events taking place. And the official Wisconsin State adult and team cow chip throw will begin at 1 p.m. All the details, again, can be found at wiscowchip.com.
Connect with spirit when you walk through the doors at Cosmic Karma Crystals in downtown Baraboo. Choose from sparkling, polished, and raw crystals, spheres, towers, bowls, and a large assortment of metaphysical items like spell jars, horoscope and chakra sets, and intention bundles. Try your luck with the mystery grab bag for just $20. Visit Cosmic Karma Crystals on Ash Street in downtown Baraboo today. Today's Max FM Big Deal of the Day. 50% savings at Konamichi Craft Bar in downtown Baraboo. Looking for a fun night out with friends or that special someone? This live music and comedy destination features laid-back vibes and top-notch service. With wine and cocktails, cheese curds, pizza, or a yummy charcuterie board, Konamichi is a true taste of Badger State. Go to MaxFMBigDeals.com and purchase $20 worth of gift certificates for just $10. Today only at Max FM Big Deals.
WRPQ Baraboo. W279 EG Reedsburg.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. Israeli forces conducting one of the largest raids in decades in the occupied West Bank. In Tel Aviv, ABC's Brit Clement.
At least 11 Palestinians have been killed by Israeli forces in the north of the West Bank in the biggest raid in years. Troops surrounding a main hospital in Jenin. Videos showing bulldozers tearing through streets. Water gushing down a road after the destruction of a main